Glossop Adult Learning on Stray FM's Family Show.
Every single month at Rosset Adult Learning, we come and experience a new course, possibly learn a new hobby, possibly try a new sport. There are a lot of different opportunities here. This all happens at Rosset Secondary School in Harrogate. One of the courses that I know has been going for a pretty long time has got to be ballroom, and I am testing my two left feet today and I'm meeting the teacher, Steph. Hello, Steph.
Hi, Beth.
So tell me a little bit about the class then. It's about to begin. It's here at Rosset School and you've got couples that have come to dance. What happens during the classes?
Okay, so there's three levels. These that are arriving tonight are absolute beginners, so we start nice and slowly. You might be able to hear in the background, but we've got some social foxtrot going in. They'll be doing some cha-cha tonight, very basics. And then there's two other classes that follow that at different levels.
Okay, so would that be kind of an intermediate and then an advanced?
We kind of call them beginners plus, improver level. We try to think of other names. Anyone can think of a better name, we're open to offers.
Experts is on the way,
Fab,
maybe.
Two left feet. Any of those.
How long have you been dancing, Steph, and why is it? It must be a pretty big part of your life if you're teaching it.
It does. It has to become a part of your life. Yeah, I've been dancing since I was three.
Oh.
I have, yes.
Were you doing those cute ones in the tutus?
Absolutely, yeah. Competed at a young age and then took my qualification to teach as an adult. Best thing I've ever done. Fabulous.
It
just changes people's lives.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not only physical, it's keeps your brain active. Mm-hmm. It's a fabulous social thing.
I was going to say, definitely, because I imagine sometimes there are a few arguments. If I had to dance with my other half, I guarantee we would not have an argument. But actually, making friends and learning to dance together must be a massive plus point.
Exactly. We do offer marriage guidance too.
Do you? Yeah. If people would like to come and join in with ballroom, I bet there's a lot of nervous people that would think, you wouldn't see me dead in doing ballroom, but actually when they come and try it, I bet it's a little bit different. What would your advice be for those people?
Well, they come in terrified, but there's usually one or the other who really wants to dance, and I think that's the good thing. They're doing it for each other, mm-hmm. and it's time to spend together. It's the time of their life, maybe. They could be young and getting married. They could be older and they're retired. The children have fled. Just time for themselves.
I have found two people who are enjoying themselves a little bit of ballroom at the moment. Would you each like to introduce yourselves and tell us where you're from?
Hi, I'm Becky from Harrogate.
And I'm Richard from Edinburgh.
And you were dancing together. Does that mean you are a couple or are you dancing buddies?
Yeah, we're married, yeah.
And have you ever done anything like ballroom before?
We had to go clubbing quite a bit, dance while we're clubbing, but never ballroom. So, no, this is a first for us.
So whose idea was it?
It was mine.
It was yours. Yeah. And were you easy to convince, or were you...
I was, to be honest. I love Strictly Come Dancing, so it was a no-brainer, really. Becky's actually done quite a bit of dance, she'll tell you herself, though. When she lived in London, she was a really good dancer down there.
Yeah, tell us more, Becky.
No, it was just through university and stuff, but, I've never done ballroom before, so...
Is it like you expected, or...?
I think so, yeah.
I'm trying to think, what was I expecting? I've no idea.
Yeah, I didn't really know what to expect, to be honest. I just thought, I'll start the class and find out later. But, yeah, it's been fun so far, so...
Have you had any arguments yet? I feel like if I had to dance with my boyfriend, we'd end up arguing.
Yeah. every week we tell each other what to do.
So. Normally she's standing on my toes, so I think I'm too fast for them.
I think that could be a technique. If you just stand on the toes and then only one of you's got to do the moving, that would work. Have you got a favourite dance so far? I know you've got a few different cha-chas on the menu and stuff.
Yeah.
You've quite enjoyed the cha-cha last week. Yeah.
Looking forward to doing have we done the rumba?
No.
We'll look forward to doing that as well, I think.
Why the rumba?
I just think the music will be good. It's kind of like got a bit of a Latin kind of feel to it. We love Latin music. Like I say, we go clubbing a lot, so it's got that sort of influence to it.
It's very different to clubbing, though, isn't it?
It is very, very much so, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot more reserved, I would say. Yeah, definitely.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me. I'll let you get back to your dance class and enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Cheers.
And when do your classes run?
The ones here are Tuesdays. We're starting at 6:05. It runs on through till 9:30. I also teach local classes as well in the Harrogate Wetherby area.
Fantastic. Well, Steph, thank you so much for talking to us. I'll let you get back to your dancing.
Thanks.
Bye.
Rosset Adult Learning on Stray FM's Family Show.